I get to pick up on the idea that Shabbos is a Me'in Olam Haba. So we're going to speak today, Mr. Shem, about a very deep inyan in Chassidus, very deep inyan particularly in Chabad Chassidus. And the Pashup Shat that the Sfarim HaKadoshim bring, Me'in Olam Haba of Shabbos, is that this world is a taste of the next world. Exactly what it means, Olam Haba, is up for discussion. The Ben Yehoyada speaks about it, the Olam HaTchiyah, the Olam HaNeshamos. What exactly does that mean? But what's understood across the board is that Me'in Olam Haba means that Shabbos Kodesh is just a fraction of the Tainug of Olam Haba. Which makes sense, of course. That's what Echas B'Shishim L'Chayra means. However, if you take a look at the top left, the Beis Aharon that he quotes, Rav Baruch Mezhbizher, Me'in Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha, Harav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Amru Chazal, Shabbos is Me'in Olam Haba. So we're going to do the brackets. Hayinu, Ha'is. I have to do it. Echvelt Avek. Gestelt son Olam Haba for Ein Shabbos. Got that? Yeah? No? Hayisi Madif is a Shabbos, Yerisi Me'esa Chalakim Shalom Haba. I would take Shabbos more than tenfold Olam Haba. Aval Zeu Perusho Shabbos Hu Ma'ayan V'Nachal Shal Olam Haba. It's not the Pshat Me'ein Olam Haba. That's not how you read Pshat Gemar. Mayon, the source. As it says again, Shabbos is der mayon fun Olam Haba. Shabbos is hecher fun Olam Haba. That you should understand. Shabbos is higher than Olam Haba. Of course, this needs a tremendous beer. It's taking the Gemara and making a Olam Hafa Charisi out of it. Because the Pashup Shad in the Gemara, like all the Mefarshim say, Achas B'Shishim, it's only a fraction of, comes to Baruch Mezhbizher. And it's not like the Chiddush of Baruch Mezhbizher. He's saying a Tifa Vort in Chassidus. But he was just saying it and bringing it out as like a lasting zikaron to this yisoid and chassidus about the essence of what Shabbos is. The Blushever next to it, we'll see the story in Mitzvah Shem, which goes along with it. However, Kodesh Tzviyad Yimelech Blushev, the Heidegat Tzviyad Tzadik Amar, Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh, Choshev Etzlo Yoisem Me'elam Haba. Then he says, Shabbos is more Choshev to him than Me'elam Haba. He's willing to be mevater his chelik b'olam haba and to take the Shabbos instead. It's a very deep inyan in Chassidus. This leads us, this ma'amar in Chassidus, to the Tanya. To the Tanya in Perek Dalet, at the end of Perek Dalet. Well, the Bala Tanya writes in explaining the Mishnah in Avos, in the second line here, it says, "V'lachin amru yofesh ha'achas b'tshuva ma'isim tovim b'olam hazeh mikol chay olam haba." This mission is telling us that one moment's time in this world of tshuva ma'isim tovim is greater than all of olam haba. So he writes, "Ki olam haba hu shenehen in meziv hashchina." Olam haba, Chazal tell us, is an enjoyment of the ziv of the shchina. Shu tainug hasaga, which is a tainug of chapping, of understanding of das. And it's called the Ziv because we can only understand so much of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The understanding of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to be far less than the Atzmus of a Kaddish Baruch Hu himself, which is less Machshava Tfisa Beklal. That when a Jew does Torah mitzvahs, that's called a tfisa in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Or mislabeshes b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish d'raisa v'Kodesh Baruch Hu kul echad. That when a Jew, that when he attaches himself to Torah mitzvahs, that's an attachment to Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, who's one with the Torah. And so he says, v'afshah ha-Torah nislabsha b'dvarim tachtonim gashmiyim. That even though the Torah in this world, which is where the Torah has been given to, that there's many, many levushim to the Torah and to Kodesh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, ha-reize k'machabik es-ha-melech d'var mashal. So if a person attaches himself to Torah, he hugs the Torah. So it's like he's hugging the Melech. Shein hefresh b'malas his karvusu dekusa b'malach bim mechavkuk shulavish levush echa bim shulavish kama levushim yachas shuguf b'malach v'seicham. Doesn't matter how many levushim the melech is wearing when you give him a hug. Sof kol sof, you're hugging the melech. V'chein sotu im ha-melech mechavkuk b'zroyai. So if the melech gives you a hug, does it really matter how many levushim he has? And this is the yichud which takes place when a Jew learns Torah and does mitzvahs, that he becomes one with Kutcher Bichu, that they are in each other's arms. But the point here of the Balatanya, and he says this balm of a chiddush, like passing through this maimer here, where he speaks about a more barachav and perek lamed vav, and really so much of chassidus, of Chabad chassidus is based upon this yisoid, is that there's more techap from Kutcher Bichu in the lower worlds than there is in the higher worlds. When I asked Reb Yossi, you know, if he had any more comments to me on this, he says, what do you mean, Alf Tar Sabbat? Like, what are you talking about? I was able to find a little something. Sometimes something is so hard, it's everywhere. It's hard to find exactly what you're looking for. So take a look at this sikha from the Lubavitch Rebbe. Lubavitch Rebbe writes, and he's going on the Tanya later in Perek Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin, that Isa B'Tanya Sham Bebeir Ha'inyan Shenis'ava Kadosh Baruch Hu Yosod Dior Tpachtachtainin, that Hashem wants a deer in the lower worlds. Sha'perish T'tachtainim Hu Tachtan B'Madrega. So the Balatanya writes that Tachton doesn't mean in Makom, it means in the lowest dariga possible. Behind you, she after the farish Tachton in Bemakom, because we're talking about something which is a kavana, which is Olibert Sono, and about someone Kivyachol who's Mamalik Kol Almin, and he's Lamalim Kol Geder of Makom. So what are you going to say that he wants a dira b'Tachton in the lowest place possible? That's not the pshat. It means the lowest madriga possible, which is this Olim Hazeh Hagashmi, which is the Tachton b'Madriga. There's nothing lower than it. In what way is it the lowest? Because it's the greatest Hester. The Hainu, Shebeinyan Gilei Elokos Shehu Iker Hakol. The whole Tachlis of the Welt is that Hashem should be Megala His Malchus, a Gilei of Himself, Kivyachol. So this world, which is Olam Hazeh, is the best, the lowest of all worlds, because there's no Ha'ar of Gilei Elokos. It's the greatest Hester. The Loizu Buvat Sha'or Shebein Olam Hazeh, who Ha'ar Mitzumtzemes B'Yoyis. And not only is it very Mitzumtzum, but it's tremendously concealed V'Helem. So therefore, a person needs kama yibikama yigios in order to be megalit, to excavate the gili of Hashem. V'lachein, and this is the most important part, kasha mevaruri mesa'ilam azeh u'mesir mesa'ilam. When a Jew, when Klai Yisrael collectively, we were able to reveal behind the curtain, the Ribbono Shel Olam, ayidei zeh magim la'atzmus. You come to the essence of the Ribbono Shel Olam kevyachol. V'zehu sha tachlis u'ilam azeh davka. That's why the tachlis is this world. You can't say that the higher words are the tachlis. You read them upon the visparach. There's a revelation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that revelation is always going to be not the Ribbono Shel Olam. You understand? For every revelation of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a concealment of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in the higher worlds, where they have hasaga, like the Balatani was explaining, where they're able to be masik Kadosh Baruch Hu, so for every hasaga which a Jew is masik, it's a concealment of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Which is why, of course, Rabbi Yisai, Tachlis HaYadiyah, Shalei Neida. With every Yadiyah, a Jew has to know that the greatest Yadiyah that ever he could be master of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that he's lacking so much more. And that's true with everything in the world. Let's say you have the greatest scientist in the world and he thinks he understands the human body. He has to have the humility to know that whatever he knows about the human body is not a kihuza. And everything which he learns about the body should teach him the greatest lesson possible, which is that along this journey, you thought all the time that you knew something, and every single time you were corrected when you saw that there was so much more. Allah has kama b'kama by the orin soif kutcher bichu, that He's infinite. So therefore, the place where there's the greatest concealment is where you're going to find the atzmus, because that atzmus is the concealment itself. It's much more closer to atzmus kutcher bichu because you know much less about Him than you do know, which is why all the tzaddikim say, when you have to speak about what does it mean the shechina k'daisha. What's made Shechina? We see the word all the time. What does it mean, Shechina? This Kodesh Baruch Hu Shechina, Shechira B'Tachtoinim. What does it mean? Shechina is the greatest revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Shechina is Emunah. Because there's nothing more of a greater revelation of Kodesh Baruch Hu more than the Emunah itself that you're mimeing, that He goes on forever. And when a Jew has that Emunah, he connects himself to Ein Sof, he becomes a Merkava to the Shechina HaKadosha. We're saying Big Yisoides in like 10 minutes. But that's why these lower worlds will always be the greatest Helem will be for us the greatest Gilui of Kutcher Bichu, which will be called Atzmas, and that Atzmas will always be Megal itself more and more Atzmas. There's no end to that Atzmas. But the difference between the Ziv HaShechina, which is Olam Haba, and the Shechina itself, which is in this world, makes a difference why the Tzaddik, the Talmid Chachamim, Klal Yisrael, ultimately, we become the Merkava HaShechina. Thus is where the Shechina is. It's like when you have the sun which sets below the horizon, so what's left is just the Ziv. That's like Olam Haba. The Shechina is in this world. The Shechina is in Golis in this world. And of all the places the Shechina wants to go, it wants to be with Klal Yisrael. It means to say that the Shechina is below the horizon. We are the below the horizon people. And all in all the worlds. So what everybody else is nana from in the higher worlds, that's just called the Ziv of the Shechina. But that's why in this world, we have the Iker. And if a Jew is Miyageya himself, like the Pasuk says, but Tzar Lecha, Metzaucha, Kol Advar Me'ela, it's not going to be easy in this world, the Torah says. But if you're Miyageya itself, Umatzasa, you will find it, which is the Shechina. Ki Sidrashenu B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha, when you work hard to find it. But the word Umatzasa is also a lesson of the Metzias. You'll find the Etzem HaMetzias of the Kutcher Bichu here. If you take a look at the bottom right, which is just the added notes on the Balatanya, and you know, Rav Weinberger has endless amount of Sfarim upstairs, but you know the one sefer which you need, you can never find? So that was these two of these Sfarim. I had four of the Or HaTorahs, and the one which I needed didn't have. You know, in the Kutei Torah, he had like Or HaTorah and Nevi'im and Ksuvim, didn't have on the Torah. It was Balagan. So if you see over here, just like all we have, therefore, the excerpts. It says, Re'ei Or HaTorah, Babidbar, Yofesh Ha'achas B'tshuvah Yisrovim, Ba'ilam Ha'zim, Mikol Chai Olam Haba, Ki Kol Chai Olam Haba is Zim HaShechina. Ve'ein Zeh Elaziv. Masha'inkim with Tshuva Maisim Toivim, which of course Chabad is all about Maisim Toivim, Maisim, Nikra B'Zoyer, the Shtava B'Gufa De Malka. Thus is the Atzmius of the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's what the Baal HaTanya writes in Perek Lamedtes, She'tayrosan v'avaydosan shal ha'neshamos nechlolim b'elokos mamish. V'anesham ha'sham began, nenim miziv tayrosan. So the Iker is in this world. And with this verbose, you can understand the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, which is a very puzzling Mishnah, not just this one, but another one. The Mishnah says at the end of Perek Dalid, Baal karchacha tachay, baal karchacha tameis. Against your will, you were born, and against your will, you will die. Now, I can understand why against your will you were born, because you didn't want to have to leave that closeness with the Ribbono Shel Olam. But why against your will are you going to die? You should be very happy to die. Now, you can understand maybe about a Rasha, but the Mishnah is speaking to everybody. But the Pshat is, even the Tzaddik doesn't want to die. Because he knows that the closest which he achieved in this world is greater than the closest he'll have the Ribbono Shel Olam in the next world. Because as long as these two worlds are separate, which is called Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, Olam Hazeh is the Zeh world. It's the It world. It's the place where you could say, if you find it, Zeh. Zeh Keli Vandeyu. Whereas Olam Haba is only coming to. It's not there yet. But the ultimately, Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh will merge, in which case you'll be able to see the Olam Hazeh, the Kutcher Bichu, as you will Olam Haba, vice versa. It'll become one world. But until then, this world is the Zeh world. It's the Zeh Hadavar world, where you can find, you can point the Ribbono Shel Olam and say Zeh about it. And this secret of Dira B'Tachtonim is the secret of Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the day of the week of which HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes the mask. It's the day of Emunah. And every single person is zeichet to taste and to be toyim from the schar of his Emunah in this world. That's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the day that as much as a person has Emunah mitaycha hester, is he zeichet to be misanig in the atzmius of Kutcher Bichu. And so therefore, Zakt the Tzila Tzadik, Zakt Baruch Meshbizher, that my Shabbos is better than tenfold Olam Haba. That Olam HaNeshamas, what you can zeich it to in this world, is even better. Have a more of a dveikus than you can in the higher worlds. Until, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that day of Yismach Hashem B'Mayisav, which will be emerging of that. But that's Shabbos, which is the Mayon, it's the source of Olam Haba, because the Olam Haba is only the Ziv of the Shechina. The Shabbos itself is the Shechina itself. This is the secret of L'dirasam. The Zayah says L'dirasam. Right? It doesn't say L'dirasam, it says L'dirasam B'risaylam, but the Zayah says L'dirasam. L'dirasam means Adira B'tachtoinim. The Dira B'tachtoinim takes place on Shabbos. Take a look at this story with the Blue Shiver. I heard it from my Rebbe. And then I found it inside as well. The story is about the Tzvila Tzaddik. and it's really a perish to that mimer before of the Lechemani. So once on Parshas Noach, the Tzila Tzadik didn't want to fear Tish. The reason why he didn't want to fear Tish was because, as you see here, he says, whatever those words mean. It means that it's a mabel. I looked it up. Farfli tzunig is a mabel, okay? It didn't know the next word, the dictionary, but this is a mabel. Meaning, how could you say Torahs when there's a mabel? That until Avram Avinu comes, the world is in a state of tohu. Avram makes a world of tikkun. So he says, I don't give Tish until Parshas Lech Lecha, because the world is in a mabel. So his son, Rabbi Yisrael Blizhever, right? He lived in Aradoyus. He lived in Borough Park. He was a big tzaddik, survived the war. So he went with his friend once to the Beis Medrash after Chatzais, and he wanted to see what the Rebbe is doing now that there's no Tish. So when he came close to the Chayit of the Rebbe, he heard there was crying from behind the door. And they wanted to see his holy face. So Rav Matala, I guess who's the friend here, he opened up the door a little bit. He opens up a lot of doors, Rav Matala, but I don't think he was opening doors then. So Rav Matala opened up the door a little bit. He was like reclining on the tanner, on the oven. And his boichav mezame, he was repeating, the way the Rebbe said it, he was repeating the words over and over again. Azame aleka dilei yekar revusa perak yasanach. He kept repeating the words aleka dilei, aleka dilei, and he was crying while he was saying those words of karibayim. So the Rebbe, he was margish that there were people there. So he said, "Matala, is that you? Come here." So he came. So they came. I'm a little confused here. Who we're talking about? Shalei the pam. He said, "Who else is there?" He told him he should come also. He said, yeah, there are two people. So he says that the Rebbe, he showed him with his hands, he pointed to the Neiris, and he said to them, "Delecht shayin az Shabbos." So the Neiris are screaming that it's Shabbos. The vent shayin az Shabbos. The walls are screaming that it's Shabbos. Like we said before, that story from the Kedushas Tzion, that the whole Bria is shouting, there's a Rebbeinu Shalom today. So he said, I'm not gonna attempt this one. I know, I'm going to do it. Isn't that so hard? Ich verstehe nicht die Chazal. He says, I don't understand the Chazal. They haven't gesagt that they said, as Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. I don't understand pshat, that Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Halavai zolich shpirin as a tam in olam haba, v'yich shapir doyin Shabbos. Halavai, I should have a tam in olam haba, like I have in Shabbos Kodesh. That's what he said. Don't understand pshat and Chazal. That the pshat and Chazal that he was looking for was the Rebbe Mezrich. Right? That's the Pshat in the Chazal. According to Tzvila Tzadik, it's a Shere Chazal. To most people, it's a very understood Chazal. But to the Tzvila Tzadik, he didn't understand Pshat. He didn't, probably knew the Rebbe Baruch Mezrich, but he was making a point to his Talmidim, to his grandson, to the Talmidim, that you can chap more of Shabbos in this world than you can from Olam Haba. Masayim Shom, my Rebbe told me this also. He probably saw it here from the Siach Skein. My Rebbe learns a lot of Siach Skein. K'shasib rezoiz lagon ha-kodesh of Yaakov lo mi-pshavarsk. When he told this story, the grandson of Rabbi Yisrael, he told us over to Rabbi Yaakov from Shavarsk, he told him that he had a lot of hanah from this ma'isa. Because once, when he was by his father-in-law, Rabbi Vitzikol, Shavarsk, whom my Rebbe knew, Taka, as a Shabbos Yidin, he said, once when Rabbi Vitzikol was counting the Shabbos Yidin, right? Who are the Shabbos Yidin? The tzaddikim in the world who knew a bissel about Shabbos. The real Shabbos Yidin in the belt. So amongst those Yidden, he counted also the Blujvarov. So he was very happy to hear this Maisa because it was like a parish on the Maisa. He never knew why the Tzvita Tzadik was counted amongst the Tzadikim by his father-in-law as the Shabbos Yidden. Now that he heard this Maisa, he understood why the Tzvita Tzadik. To be a Shabbos Yid, right, you see people around, they're like, Shabbos Yidden. This is a Shabbos Yid. That when a person's Shabbos is more lichtig to him than Olam Haba is to him, that's a Shabbos Yid. Because then he knows what Shabbos is. Shabbos is the day of the Shechina. It's Yom the Mishnah Shul, the Lav the Gufa, and all those things which Shabbos means, that a new parish in Chazal. So I have to Baruch Hu, that it's Mayan Olam Haba. And it has a lot to do with these weeks coming up, Shavuos HaBetamuz in the 3 weeks, because as you know, the Maimer from the Magid HaKadosh, Kol Reid Fehi Sigur Ben HaMetzarim, those who are looking for the Shechina, they find it during the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks is the period throughout the year which is the Bechin of Tachtoina. And the Vart is Dira Batachtainim. But the greatest Helen, on the one hand, is a tremendous Helen for being Masig and knowing the Rabbanu Shalom, but it's also, on the other hand, that concealment is also the greatest Yediyah. And according to a person's Emunah, which is even higher than Yediyah, so a person could be Zeicha during the 3 weeks, he can find the Rabbanu Shalom. He's roaming around here, the Rabbanu Shalom, during the 3 weeks. That's when the Emunah, person is mischazik with the moon, he's able to find the Rabbanu Shalom. That's just one big mashal for the whole tkufa which we're living in now, that according to the Emunah which we have, it could be Zeicha to a lichtig life, even though it's the deepest part of the Golas, and a very Heilige Shabbos. We should be Zeicha to the real true Atzmis of Shabbos Kodesh, the Mayan Elam Abba, and we should see with our own eyes the merging of these worlds, Elam Abba and Elam Hazeh, because God said, Amen.